This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I don't care whether you're listening online or you're listening on a radio station or however it is that you're listening. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're engaged. And do be engaged. If you hop up on the Facebook page, I guess there's a feed there as well. And you want to go to Facebook, it's, you know, the real side. The Real Side Radio up on Facebook. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And again, if you want to send me an email, some of you say you don't want to hear your voice. Okay, I think that's great. That's wonderful. Happy for you. But send me an email. Get involved. Find a way to. Can you tell? I'm frustrated because I don't want you guys just to sit in the background because you're afraid of what somebody else might say or do. Don't care. Seriously. Look at, we cared so long. Look what happened to us. Look what we did. You know, and we talk about total lawlessness in this country. And I'm not even talking about what's going on in the inner cities. I'm talking about what's going on at your city halls, your town halls, your water boards, your school boards. We have forgotten. Look, we're not little dictators. When you get elected to a school board or water board or city council, whatever, we are not little dictators where we decide for you. You represent the people who voted you, who put you there. And not only do you represent them, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, of the state that you're in, and the laws of the land. Do you know what that means? That means you're not above the law. See, if you swear to uphold the law, it means you're not above the law. Right? At least that's how I take it. I'm not above the law of the land. I'm not above the law of the people that put me into office. But that doesn't seem to be how most of these people think. Most of these elected officials think. And I say that because, you know, we did that story a few weeks ago about the Oregon elected official who actually told people to engage in civil disobedience. When you're talking about civil disobedience in the line of a sit-in, a walkout, whatever, that's one thing. Right? I get that. That's cool. But when you're talking about civil disobedience that costs money to the city, that costs money to a company. I mean, that woman in Oregon told people, leave work early. You imagine all the lawsuits around that when they try to dock them for that hour. They wanted them all to leave work. She said, leave work at 4 o'clock, go out in the streets, block traffic, make your voice be heard. Well, blocking traffic doesn't do anybody but tee off the people you're trying to get on your side, don't you think? City councilman encourages people to throw rocks at police who are apprehending criminals. Isn't that smart? Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel good? That you have an elected official, somebody who's sitting in office, somebody who's sworn to uphold the law. I will play the Cruz piece in a little bit, I hope, I think, maybe. But you got somebody who is sworn in, who's been elected to uphold the local law, the state law, the federal law, and to try to make the city a better place to live in. And it's not the road they go down. The writer says, when we as American citizens cast our vote for an elected government official, we expect that official to be both responsible and to follow the law and hopefully set a good example for those citizens he or she represents. However, all too often we find those we've elected have disappointed us with their lack of common sense, knowledge, and just simple good taste. It seems that the list of incompetent legislators we send to Washington or the state capitol grows every year. I agree with this. And we go down the whole list, right? You got Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi. God bless that woman. No, I'm glad they elected her. It shows they didn't hear a word the American people said. That's what it shows. So you have Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, what do you got? They're all over the place, right? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Maxine Waters, Charlie Rangel. Who was that guy who thought the island was going to flip sideways because we had too many military on one side of the island? It was just going to flip over. He must think islands float. He's one of yours. And he gets reelected every year. Anyway, Sheila actually thinks our Constitution is 400 years old. And that astronauts planted a flag on Mars. Now, Lee is obviously not the brightest bulb within Congress. However, there's a lot more out there. And the egregious situations as to whether a politician is dim-witted. I mean, look, she is the example of what you see happening out there on a regular basis. Now, I don't know how, I don't know how you deal with this. Can it be recalled? Can it be slapped on the hand? If damage is done because of somebody, because of the way they've set the process in motion or told people, can you imagine being arrested by the police and telling a cop, I'm sorry, councilwoman so-and-so told me to do this. Councilperson so-and-so said this was going to be okay to do. I'll play you the parts from the hearing on the other side of the break. Somebody in the feed said, wake up, America. Man, you got to do more than wake up. We got to wake up and do something. Elect these yo-hos out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool off your beer. Whatever it takes. Don't go far. Come on back. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of it.
We are back.
Whoa. You're listening to the... You can't do that. That ain't right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. I can't hear anything. God, I think I blew out my eardrums. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. Pick up my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously, it comes in several versions. You can get it on Amazon.com. But if you get it from my website and you want me to sign it, I'd be more than happy to do that for you. I don't care whether you're a conservative parent or wanting to instill those values into your children, a Christian just wanting to preserve your First Amendment rights to worship freely, or even a hater of all this politically correct walk on eggshells society. I don't even care. Look, if you're a flaming atheist, you can learn something from this book, I'm telling you. What a flaming atheist looks like, I don't know. Please don't try that at home. But, look, Ramblings takes an honest look at the issues of our day. I call them out like they are. You know, mix in a little sarcasm. Try to make it a little palatable. Don't know if it always is, but, you know, it's got a couple of good reviews up on Amazon already. You want to go ahead and take a look at it. Pick it up. No, I don't, and you know what? If you don't like it, I don't give you your money back, by the way. What do they call that, like, buyer beware kind of thing? Deal with it. So, where'd that story go? We were just on it. Ted Cruz, president, you know, I hate when I do this to myself. It ain't that hard. So we've got the, him. Where'd that story go? The elected official who lost, he's telling people, or they're telling he, they, them, themans. He's telling people, did I give that to you? Probably. I'll be able to find it again, won't I? The elected official's been telling people to go ahead and throw rocks. Yeah, here it is. I found it. Thank you. To throw rocks at police who are trying to apprehend criminals. I mean, God forbid, we want the cops to protect us, right? So should the cops protect themselves? Should they put up a gun? I mean, should they have a gun? Should they fight back? I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure this out. Because I don't know what to say. You know, we find that these elected officials are a little whacked on a regular basis. It's not the first time. Is it? Will you stop this? You know, you websites that want us to use you guys for information with all this ad garbage you got going on? I got news for you. It seems that the list of incompetent legislators that we send to Washington and the state capitol, it just grows crazier every year. But you send them there. Don't you? I mean, they don't just walk in. They get voted in, don't they? So this councilman says, throw rocks at cops. I think it's a Mississippi councilman that says, here, let's listen in. Let's see if
a wise man once told me you can't fight jealousy or ignorance, and the statements that Mr. Stokes has made is complete ignorance.
Rankin County Sheriff Brian Bailey says what Jackson Councilman Kenneth Stokes told reporters Thursday was highly inappropriate. Stokes' statements came after Pearl Police chased someone into a neighborhood in Stokes' district.
Well, I suggest we get the black leadership together, and as these jurisdictions come into Jackson, we throw rocks and bricks and bottles at them. That'll send the message, we don't want you in here.
No, see, I'm with him. If I was the police department, I'd say, okay, Councilman Stokes, we're going to honor your requests. We will no longer come into your district. It's not a problem for us, because we're spending a whole bunch of money and resources and time cleaning up the mess that you've created in your district. With your people doing all this crap to themselves, they've got a high crime rate there, a high rate of violence, and it ain't because of the cops. So if I was the cops, I'd tell the councilman, we on your side. That's right, we're going to do what you want us to do. We're not going to show up. So when they call, we're going to give them your home phone number, and you can tell them how to handle it. You can tell them to go up front, grab some of them rocks and some of them sticks, and throw them at each other. How's that? What an ignorant piece of work. And you Dems that keep voting these yo-hos in, you deserve what you get. Trump was right when he said, you've been voting this way for 60 years, and look what you get. You voted this moron in. He's part of that whole Sheila Jackson Lee camp. Who is that? I keep forgetting his name, and you think I remember. Remember the Democrat congressman who said that he was worried that we had too many Army ships on one Army tanks and stuff on one side of an island. He was afraid the island was going to tip over. Remember him? Just a Maroney of the highest order. And you know what happens? You Dems, you keep voting him back in. Sheila Jackson Lee, right? Who talks about how the astronauts planted the American flag on Mars. You keep voting her back in. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she talks about how, what was the other thing? The Constitution is 400 years old, over 400 years old, which means our founding fathers must have came here, did it, buried it in a time capsule, and then when it came back 200 years later, they decided to go ahead and use it. These people are morons. But what's that say about you when you keep voting them back in?
Reaction on social media and from metro area law enforcement was swift.
Actually, Councilman Stokes is the one inciting racism and violence against police officers.
Some even say they're concerned about the safety of their officers now.
And that's why we're here in unity, saying we don't agree with it. We're very disappointed in Mr. Stokes' statements, and we stand unified against that kind of activity.
That man should be recalled. Forced to resign, step down. He, first of all, think about what he's doing. He's calling for violence against the police officers. Those police officers may get hurt. Something might happen. They'll have to be defended at what? Taxpayer expense. If they get hurt and they go to the hospital, they're going to have to be taken care of at taxpayer expense. The guy has no clue. The congressman I was talking about, yeah, there you go. Henry Hank Johnson, Jr. He said that he feared that that stationing 8,000 Marines on Guam would cause the island to become so overpopulated that it would tip over. And you're trusting him with billions and billions of your dollars. Aren't you a bunch of geniuses? Do you know where he's out of? Uh-huh. This ought to be classic. All right, I'll give you a minute. Just a minute. Actually, I'll give you 35 seconds.
If I have somebody throwing a brick or a bottle at me, that's it's a threat to my life, to my health, and my safety. You know, to me, he's inciting some innocent young person that doesn't understand the law.
Yeah, does he not understand that this is an accessory too? So Councilman Stokes could be brought up on accessory charges for every one of these rocks, bricks, stones, sticks, whatever thrown. And then actually threatening police officers? Is he serious? If I drank, I would get a drink. If you drink, go get one. You'll need one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. Color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with us, responding and what have you, and being involved in the conversation. I get a different viewpoint when you guys take a look, when you guys get involved and you guys say something. I don't know if you guys saw this. I'll get back to the story in a second. Drudge reports claiming that Megyn Kelly might jump ship. She might jump networks. Please do. Go, just go. I'm not joking. I am not. This does absolutely nothing for me. She really doesn't. I mean, she's got some good guests and she brings some good, but I don't like the way she handled the whole. I didn't care that she didn't like Trump. Didn't bother me at all. What bothered me was right from the time of that first debate, and then afterward, how she still doesn't let it go. She's still looking for reasons to poke at him. I mean, I really would love to know. Yeah, somebody sent me a clip of all the nasties that she said about Hillary. I don't think you can find one. Or at least I don't think you can find any length of period or I don't think you can find anything of substance on her getting on Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Billy Bob. Anyway, back to throwing rocks at policemen. I mean, think about that. You got a councilman, a city councilman, telling people to throw rocks at policemen. Why aren't they arresting him for inciting violence against a police officer? It is against the law, you know.
Paul's going to get hurt over it because of him, because I fully expect my deputies to defend themselves.
Okay, and Stokes went back and told local media that his comments were not a call to riots. He said that he supports police and that police from surrounding jurisdictions pursuing dangerous criminals, such as armed robbery through Jackson, is justified, but risking lives to chase people suspected of misdemeanors is not. So if you're chasing somebody who might be suspected of a misdemeanor, then it's okay to throw rocks at the policeman. It's just if you're suspected of robbing a bank and you're an armed bank robber, then the cops have a right to do it. How we... I got nothing. I just got nothing. Don't you find that amazing? Why is anybody else teed off at that? Well, I shouldn't say that. There's probably a lot of people teed off at it. But are they teed off enough to recall him, to get him out of there? See, I would ask and keep asking and keep trying to find a way to move him along. Anyway. He goes on to say, when you have these police officers coming from jurisdictions that will not respect human life, what do you mean they won't respect? What, they only respect human life in their jurisdiction? That's a dumb comment in and of itself. He goes on, so when these police officers coming from other jurisdictions and they will not respect human life, then I say we should use rocks or bricks and bottles to try to get these the message over to stop endangering our children. Well, hell, why don't you just give them guns? Bazookas. I mean, seriously, what is wrong with you people?
He's suggesting it's a race thing.
Oh, it's a race thing.
Right.
What if it's two black cops chasing a black... that's probably a race thing, too. They're not really black. Stokes isn't asking that members of his city pressure their elected officials to make changes in the law that would prevent police officers from crossing into another city jurisdiction. What Stokes is calling for is a full-blown assault on members of the police force. It's a deliberate instigation of violence that could have fatal consequences for police officers. And he's right. See, he needs to be voted out. Look, there are sane Dems all over the place. Are there not? And if the sane Dems all over the place, why in God's creation aren't you speaking up? You ask the guys on the right to do it all the time. Why aren't you doing it? That's all. If they don't heed your words, at least we can say, hey, they were called out. They just didn't do anything about it. All right, let's get back to Cruz's piece. I have enough time to pull this whole thing off. I'm going to start it all over. Sorry, guys. But I think I should. I think it's that important. Oh, this is about Fidel Castro and what the left leaners should have been saying, should have been doing. It's what the Dems, the progressive Dems, should have been saying, should have been doing. But it took a guy on the right, a guy involved with it, whose dad came from Cuba to say something. And to say it in a way you can't deny. They've been through it. They've been part of it.
Let me be absolutely clear. We're not mourning the death of some revolutionary romantic or a distinguished statesman. We're not grieving for the protector of peace or a judicious steward of his people. Today we are thankful. We are thankful that a man who has imprisoned and tortured and degraded the lives of so many is no longer with us. He has departed for warmer climes. This brutal dictator is dead. And I would like to pay tribute to the millions who have suffered at the hands of the Castro regime. We remember them. And we honor the brave souls who fought the lonely fight against the totalitarian communist dictatorship imposed on Cuba. And yet at the same time, it seems the race is on to see which world leader can most fulsomely praise Fidel Castro's legacy while delicately averting their eyes from his less than savory characteristics. Two duly elected leaders of democracies who should know better, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and American President Barack Obama, have been leading the way. Mr. Trudeau praised Castro as a, quote, larger-than-life leader who served his people for almost half a century, and a, quote, legendary revolutionary orator who, quote, made significant improvements in the education and health care on his island nation. Tell that to the people in the prisons. Tell that to the people who have been tortured and murdered by Fidel Castro. Mr. Obama likewise offered his, quote, condolences to the Cuban people and blandly suggested that history will record and judge the enormous impact of this singular figure. Now, he added, we can, quote, look to the future. What is it about young leftists? What is it about young socialists that they idolize communist dictators who torture and murder people? Fidel Castro and Che Guevara and all of their goons are not these sexy, unshaven revolutionaries in college dorm rooms on posters that make leftists go all tingly inside. They were brutal monsters. And we should always remember their victims.
Anybody disagree with that? You can leave the show now. I'm not joking. I'm just serious. I mean, when you think about what Fidel Castro did, the Castro brothers, the Castro, I don't care what you want to call it, Castro regime, and what's going to continue on under Raul. What makes you think it's going to change at all under Raul Castro? Because it's not. These people are animals. It doesn't change. None of it changes. Hey, after the break, we're going to talk about the 9/11 mastermind. Right? We found out, or recently found out, I don't know how true this is, because you know the left isn't going to pick this up and talk about it, but George W. Bush may have stopped a second wave of attacks on 9/11. We'll get to that in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back shortly, I promise.
Says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. Somebody's asking me, what is your spirit animal? You obviously don't know me very well, do you? Italian barbarian. How's that? Okay. My spirit animal is, I don't know, what would my spirit animal be? It'd be Joe Messina. That's what it would be. Bear? That's a bear. And, yeah. Good, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yeah, see, now you got me laughing at that one. What story was I working on? We were playing the cruise thing. That's right, before I got all behind stuff here.
The days of life, wherever I wander,
That's the burden of sensitivity. That's what I just...
I couldn't be found.
All right, never mind. Yes, you're right. We were working on the cruise thing, and really what bothers me the most about this is all the people, and there's no other way to say it. It's all the people on the left. Find me a conservative that had something nice to say, other than he's dead now, but had something nice to say about Mr. Fidel. I don't know of any. How can you? I'm totally lost for words, because I couldn't spin this. If I was in a debate team and they said, we want you to take the side of Fidel Castro, I'd say, yeah, where's the gun? Because it's over for me. I can't do it. There's no way you could justify anything that man did. And to try to say that, never mind. It's okay. I can live with it. I'm not beating my brains out with it. All right, so there seems to be some problems. We were talking about this earlier with Rick Traynor. And we were talking about this earlier. And why would you want poor people in the White House? Why would you want poor people, people who have not had any real successes in business, who don't know how to manage money, who aren't even healthy themselves, as your cabinet members? Now, according to one writer, who's very upset about, we've never had this wealthy of cabinet members before, ever. So what? We never had a black president either before. Well, we got one now. And the mainstream media is beating up its corporate breasts and pulling its hair over the so-called wealthy cabinet that President-elect Donald Trump is choosing. There's also a big case corporate journalistic amnesia over the progressive elite billionaires that currently inhabit President Obama's cabinet. Yeah, you know what? I was joking earlier. I said, no, what do we need? We want the losers like Tim Geithner in there? The one who couldn't figure out? The guy who was the head of the tax department couldn't figure out how to file his taxes. Doesn't that sound like the right guy to hire? Right now, let me see. Former Hillary Clinton spokesman Jesse Ferguson scoffs at the billionaires and millionaires among Trump's cabinet selections. Betsy DeVos, she's worth $5.1 billion. Wilbur Ross, $2.9 billion. Steve Munich, he's worth $40 million. Tom Price, $13.6 million. Elaine Chao, worth $22 million. Isn't that terrible? So we have people in office that don't really have to take money. That's terrible. Hopefully these people can't be easily influenced by other people who have money. And even the people that have come in under Obama have had their share of problems, have they not? And do they not know that John Kerry has married twice in the millions of dollars? Right now he's married to the woman who, I think she's the heir to the Heinz fortune, you know, Heinz ketchup, that kind of thing. He's worth over $200 million. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert McDonald, whose net worth is estimated around $12 million. Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, he's worth anywhere from 11 to $51 million. Depends on how you look at it. Come on, think about it. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, she's worth $6.6 million. All these people with Obama, nobody has a problem with that. Again, it's like I keep telling you guys, they don't want equality. They want control. Nothing makes sense from their side of the aisles of how they look at this. Maybe these people aren't rich to them. Maybe this isn't enough money to be considered a rich person in their eyes. I'm just asking. You know, the current Commerce Secretary, Penny, is it Pritzker? She's worth about $2.4 billion. All these people work for Obama. He went out, got them, brought them in, and asked them to work for him. Why wasn't anybody making a big deal out of these? Secretary of Energy, Ernest Moniz, he's worth $5.4 million. But those were all okay, right? Don't you find that amazing? Again, it has to do with the continued hypocrisy of the left. They never stop. So back to the story I was going to start with, but I know, I get easily, I see stuff like that, I go, come on, really? So the 9/11 mastermind dropped George W. Bush's bombshell that you'll never hear mainstream media report on. He claims that that George W. stopped the second wave of attacks on 9/11. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was that the proper way of saying it? The mastermind behind the fateful attacks that took place on September 11 revealed in an interview with the CIA some amazing things that we never knew about former President George W. Bush. And they didn't even have to waterboard him. They probably beat him. No, never mind. Mohammed told psychologist James E. Mitchell that the ferocity and swiftness of the former president took al-Qaeda by total surprise. They didn't think he had it in him. They knew this one done. He said that prevented them from a second wave of attacks. Mitchell, author of Enhanced Interrogation, Inside the Minds and Motives of Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America, wrote that al-Qaeda was surprised by Bush's resolve to seek out those responsible for the attack. In an interview with the Washington Post, Mitchell said that Mohammed told him, how was I supposed to know that Cowboy George Bush would announce that he wanted us dead or alive and then invade Afghanistan to hunt us down? Mitchell added, think about this. My God, cowboy politics. Remember, they got mad at Reagan for this. Remember that? Upset at him to no end. And what happened? The Soviet Union fell. They were so busy with detente. They were so busy with the diplomacy. Everybody knew it was a joke. They got nothing done. Reagan comes in. Yeah, and guess what? The wall came down. See, Republicans take walls down, too. We don't just put them up. And then George W. comes in. Not going to put up with any of this garbage. Goes in there, guns blazing, you know, because you can't do that. That's terrible. Shows you how strong we think we are. No, it shows you how strong we know we are. Mitchell added that Mohammed explained that if the United States had treated the attack like a law enforcement matter, we would have time to launch a second wave of attacks. But al-Qaeda didn't have time to plan anything. They were shocked. They couldn't believe how George W. responded. Mohammed also told Mitchell that al-Qaeda was still intent on destroying America. We will win because America doesn't realize we do not need to defeat you militarily. We only need to fight long enough for you to defeat yourself by quitting. How true is that? We don't have the stomach to fight anymore. We don't have the stomach to see things through. And it started a long time ago. I've been talking for years, almost 8 years on this show, talking about how we as Americans now, when we can't enforce a law, when we can't make something happen like that, we give up. We throw in the towel, we say enough is enough, and we simply give up. You can't enforce a drug law? Start selling it. It's just nuts. Right? Look at Al Sharpton. $4 million to the Treasury. Can't enforce the law? Just let him run around rampant. The left loves to hate George Bush. In this day, they still try to blame him for many of the things that are wrong with our country. Of course they do. They still can't even take responsibility. If they got to blame this election on George Bush, they would have. We lost because of George W. Bush. That's right. Too many people still love him. That's the problem. Bush was looking out for the best interest for America, something President Barack Obama has never really done. I don't think Mr. Obama has ever really shown a 110% love, not even 100%, not even 60, 40, 37.5. Maybe he's shown about 37.5% love for this country. Over the past 8 years, Obama's done many horrible things, but one of the worst things he's done has been weakening our military and letting ISIS know when we're coming for dinner. That's right. We're gonna give the people in Tornapistan, we're gonna give them a couple of days to get out of there, and then we're gonna come in and we're gonna wipe out ISIS. Yeah, that's right. Thursday. That's when we're gonna do that. It's just a joke. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for being with me tonight. Hey, always have a good time with you. Hope you have a good time with me. Head up to the website, buy the book, check out the classic podcast, and be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Because we're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.